This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Technology Council Conference and CUNA's Operations and Member Experience Conference, our council conference as well. So we're getting two conferences in one under one big giant Caesar's Palace roof.
Yep.
So, oh my gosh. And even better, we have Mr. John Findlay from Lemonade LXP here in the studio lounge. John, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm doing great now that you're here because we've done a number of interviews over the last couple of years, all via Zoom, obviously. But now this is the first time we've seen each other in person.
It's so true.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's
You're welcome.
Great to be here.
Well, I saw you and, oh my gosh, you got all time. Come on in. So here you are. And you have had quite a last few weeks, actually, because you were just at Finovate and Lemonade LXP got best of show. Congratulations.
We did. Well done. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was nice to get recognized. We've had some pretty significant growth lately as well. So it's been a heck of a ride. And Finovate was kind of a nice capper for a pretty good start of the year.
Mm-hmm. Nice little accolade there to put on your your mantle, so to speak. So yeah. And so did you do a speed round here as well?
We did. How did that go? It went great. So we did a speed round yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were the second last company to go. Mm-hmm. And it was great. After we got a fair amount of interest after at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem we're solving is really prescient these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
as more and more members are shifting transactions to digital.
Mm-hmm.
Before the pandemic, it was like, how do we drive adoption? And then COVID drove adoption, and then FIs realized, oh, we actually don't have the training and tools in place to handle all of this migration to digital.
Yeah.
So we fill that gap between technology and the humans who are meant
mm-hmm.
to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why we've seen some growth lately is we're solving a problem that has become more of a pain point since COVID, really.
No doubt. Yeah, you guys are answering a big pain point for sure. And speaking of, let's give you guys a quick plug, too, because I want to let folks know out there what you guys do and why you've won all these awards. So,
So Lemonade's a digital growth platform for financial institutions and fintechs. And what we do is we help you maximize the ROI and the technology investments you're
mm-hmm.
making
mm-hmm.
by training frontline staff so they can promote and support your tech, and then by supporting staff and customers in the flow of work.
Mm-hmm.
So the training's the first piece, but then when people start using the tech, they often will need help and stuff. So we have a platform that's the fastest tool in the world for creating walkthroughs of your technology that staff can use and that members can use.
So I want to step back a few years here. What kind of prompted you to start something like this? Obviously there's
heck of a story.
I can see your brain started turning. If you could tell it briefly.
Yeah,
you
super
know,
quick.
So, yeah.
So in 99 I started a company called Launchfire, which is a game-based digital promotions company. So what that means in English is that we build microsites with games and contests designed to educate
mm-hmm.
consumers, get them to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Over the years, we've been the agency record for companies like Coca-Cola, Costco, Procter & Gamble, all these companies.
Yeah.
So we had a gazillion data points on using game-based engagement in digital. So in 2005, we were working with Tylenol. Sales manager played the promotional game and said, what a great educational tool. Could we morph it into an e-learning program for our sales staff?
Wow. Okay.
So we did it. Turned out to be the top training program they'd ever run. After that, we got written up in a few publications, but we did everything we could to ignore the business. But despite our utter neglect and our worst marketing efforts, we kept getting a trickle of customers.
Good.
So then in 2016, we're working with MBNA. They get acquired by TD. For MBNA, we were doing a college campus promotion. They get acquired by TD. Head of marketing becomes the head of digital. He calls us and says, not enough people are using our technology. What can we do? And we were like, no, I don't think we should run a promo because it reaches a national audience, most of whom aren't your customers and won't care about your tech.
Yeah.
But the folks who aren't using your tech, where are they? They're coming into your branches. They're calling your contact
mm-hmm.
centers. So why don't we train your staff? And he said, it's a great idea, but our staff don't have to bank with us. Which is the case with many FIs.
Yeah.
So we said we'd do this game-based training stuff. So we did it. Skyrocketed digital product recommendations. We realized, every FI has this problem. So that's how we ended up.
On to something there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And thus Lemonade LXP was born.
Yep.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah.
What a story.
It's been an interesting ride.
I bet. Quite the whirlwind. Huh.
And it's been, Lemonade has now surpassed Launchfire in terms of its it's revenue and growth. So mm-hmm. it's a really interesting change for us.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
well done.
It's been a really fun ride.
What type of feedback have you gotten from, like, I mean, credit unions, obviously, you guys are working a lot with credit unions. So what type of feedback have you gotten from them? And
great.
Like, have you guys helped them?
Some of the stuff that we've gotten feedback, it's so rewarding to hear credit unions. Like, we got some really amazing stuff from Royal Credit Union talking about how they used to train staff. And we even were able to get feedback from the folks who were actually using the Lemonade to author content, and hearing what their employees said back to them of, like, you know, when are we going to get more content in Lemonade? Or so, and one person told us that a staff member said they loved it because it's short micro learning, and that they were pulling up modules to take to refresh courses just before they had member meetings, because they're like, oh, this guy's coming in to talk about this.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that training. I'm going to go brush up on that right before the meeting. And we're like, oh my goodness, for us, it's super rewarding because, you know, we want to create a platform that drives value for people and that makes people's lives better, right?
Yeah.
Our whole thing is, like our principal cornerstone value is strive to delight.
Mm-hmm.
Delight our clients, delight our staff, delight our vendors, delight our partners.
Yeah.
And delight the end users. And so when we can do that, that's like, you know, we've hit our corporate agenda kind of thing.
So
it's been some really good feedback, and we've seen decent growth in the credit union space. And it's nice because credit unions really care about the member experience, and they invest in it,
mm-hmm.
and they see it as, you know, central to their growth and their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
that aligns really well with what we're doing. So,
right on.
Pretty cool.
And you guys, this has become like a resource or a kind of a go-to resource, it sounds like, because people go back to it and refer to it and stuff. So
yeah, it's on the learning experience side. Yeah,
I love that. I love that. So it's always kind of there for them. So, oh, man.
Yeah,
what
it's
a
fun.
Value proposition that is. Good
yeah,
grief.
It's been fun.
it's amazing to see how things evolve through user, the end user usage, I guess. So, my gosh, I had no idea that could be used like that. So
that is, our clients teach us about the platform we built all the time, which is remarkable, right? You put it in the wild and people do ingenious things with it, and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe we didn't think of that.
Exactly. You know? But then you guys go take it and kind of perfect that process and make it even better.
Yeah.
So my gosh. So where do you go from here? I mean, 2022 is not a bad year for you guys. So where do you guys go from here in 2023?
Well, I think we'll just continue to try to grow and service the financial industry. The interesting thing about our technology is it's any company that uses tech or sells tech, it's the perfect platform for training.
Yeah.
But we want to stay in the financial services industry because we know it fairly well now.
Mm-hmm.
We understand a lot of the problems that we're solving and the people we sell to and so forth. And frankly, also, the people in the industry have been so amazing.
Yeah.
It's a great place to play, really.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
And so we're just going to continue building our beachhead in the financial services industry, and we'll take
it
from there.
All right. Well, cool. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, here? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Like, again, I saw your name on the list and went, oh, my gosh, I got to have John in person in the studio lounge.
Yeah.
So
well,
you're
thank
here.
Thank you. Appreciate
right on,
it.
Man. All right. Go check them out, Lemonade LXP, and they do some great, great stuff. Your credit union will be forever thankful for adopting these guys. So, good stuff.
Thanks,
all right, John,
man.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
Congrats again on the success. Well deserved.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Peer IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.